You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Mike, here we are. Now, we had a trade, so we can say that the trade is officially open now, between now and the trade deadline. Matt Nieto goes back to Colorado, a unique career, twice in San Jose, twice in Colorado. He's clearly respected by both organizations. You look now at teams, and I know a lot, like Edmonton has their pro scout meetings this week, and other teams are doing it. Do you think teams, because so many are in LTR, that there's no accrued savings here? Do you think we might see teams coming out of the All-Star break try to get a jump on it and get guys into their organizations earlier than waiting till right till the last few days?
I hope so. I hope that kind of spurs on the market coming out of the All-Star break. You know, I think that there's a lot of things coming into play. Some of the players that have kind of been the rumored players on the market have been dinged up a little bit, and so I think that there's part of it there. There's part of situations as far as what we've seen in the past. Sometimes teams hanging on the later they can to get any kind of cap savings they can. But then also, I mean, I'm of one, if you know you're selling, sell as soon as you can and you get the deal you want. So, I hope it comes down like that, because I think it really starts smoking out some teams. And a lot of times we see it go right down to the wire, and then we're kind of left with not too much action. So for selfish standpoint, I'd love to see it. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be very active.
How do you approach if you're the St. Louis Blues? You know, they're kind of neither here nor there. We've seen them make some pretty bold moves a couple of years ago with Shattenkirk when they're still in a pretty good position. What do you think? How do you think they approach this trade deadline that is coming up rather quickly here?
Yeah, they're a very interesting one. Because, again, I always felt like as a player that this time of year, the moves or lack thereof of your GM will certainly tell you as a group what you're thought of, right? And I think that Doug Armstrong is one that's always been, he makes tough decisions. He's not afraid to do it. So I still think that this team is being judged every game right now. Like, is this a team that can put together something? And they put a little bit of a run together, because that is one of the teams that has those expiring contracts. I'll put it this way. With Tarasenko, O'Reilly, who says that he would like to stay in St. Louis, and Barbashev, I mean, those are some pretty big pieces where you can't afford to have all three of those guys just walk for nothing potentially. So I honestly think it's a game-to-game thing right now in St. Louis, and you're talking about a few weeks of really assessing who you are and where you're going. So basically, to summarize, if you got on a win streak, I think this team's going to try to do something to get better. I mean, if they look like the team that they've kind of been and the inconsistencies, I think you got to move guys, and you've got to kind of pack up the tent and move on to next season.
Mike Rupp joins us up to Sports Leader TSN 1260. Right in your own backyard, Rupper, the Islanders. Oh, my goodness. They have no third-period goals in 11 straight games. Their offense is brutal. Now, the thing is, they're only 5 points behind Washington, but Buffalo and Florida are also in front of them. Unlike last year, there is a legit race in the Eastern Conference. So do you think these teams are all going to wait, though, like Buffalo, Florida, the Islanders, you know, Washington, Pitt, to make a move because they want to see if they're a buyer or seller, or should they just jump out and go for it?
Well, I think every team's obviously a little bit different. You mentioned the Islanders there. I mean, if there's a roster that's screaming that they believe in their group now, it's them. I don't think they have any choice but to do something, and probably the sooner the better, because this is a team that obviously lost that game last night to Ottawa. They're a team that they got to get points. Like, they're going to have a struggle, I think, to get in. I had them as a playoff team all season long. It's not looking good, like you mentioned. I mean, every time I turn around, it's like they're finishing games with one goal. And so the big question for me, it's like, it always goes back to evaluating what teams are. And we're all looking at it and trying to decide what we think. I mean, with the talent that they have, and as far as in between the pipes and the goaltending they're getting from Sorokin, like, and Varlamov, is this masking the bigger issues that this team has? I mean, Is this kind of been something that maybe should have been addressed earlier in the season? Because this goal scoring has been a factor or non-factor, I guess, as far as not scoring the last couple seasons. And here we are. I think they make a move sooner than later. I think Lou's one that likes to get ahead of it. But I think this team is committed with this group, and you have to make a move. They didn't in the offseason. But I think now Lou Lamoriello is going to be very creative. But, yeah, it still continues to go on. I mean, there's certain teams in that East that I like, for example, Buffalo. Like, I love what Buffalo's doing. I think Buffalo's is a complete threat. And they've got some games in hand, obviously, on the Capitals. And they can get in the playoffs here. But I almost think to myself, just let this group go. I mean, we've heard Timo Meier's name kicked around. I don't think now is the time to make a big swing just to do it right now for Buffalo. Let this group learn. Let this group grow together. And if they want to earn a playoff berth with that roster, let's see what these guys can bring to the table. And I think there's bigger fish to fry next year and then the following year when this team should be a lot better. So a team like that, I wouldn't mess with.
Going back to the Islanders, I've always liked Zach Parise as a player, and it feels like he's kind of got his game going this year. You know, if cheap player, obviously, a veteran guy, been around, would that be a guy that a team trying to make a run would try to add to bolster their bottom six?
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense, right? He's got his scoring touch back. He's playing some more minutes than he did in Minnesota at the end there. It's funny because the one thing with Lou, and Lou is always loyal to his guys, and Zach is one of his guys. If you go back and you start looking at, and Lou used to always say this, that he likes bringing guys back for second 10 years, third 10 years. And I know that Zach has never been a New York Islander, but he's been playing under Lou before in New Jersey. I guess my point being, I don't think, unless it was expressed, the move, I still don't even know if Lou would do it. Lou's loyal to almost a fault, and I respect that too with him. But, yeah, a player like that would be a great add, I think, for anybody. The value pickup, and I think that's the biggest struggle here down the stretch, is there's so many teams that want to tweak and want to do things, but there's a lack of cap room on a lot of teams. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But if I was a betting man, I think Zach would probably finish the season in New York.
Rupper, the New Jersey Devils at the start of the year, no one had them definitely being this good, but they continue to roll, especially on the road. They're 18-2-2. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10. What did, like, a lot of people are like, hey, can they win in the playoffs? Are they big enough in the playoffs? If you're the New Jersey Devils, you've had this great season, how do you ensure you don't waste it with the first round knockout? What do you think they need to add?
Size is certainly something up front. I think they've got enough length on the back end, and the reason why I went with length is I don't think they really have like a hard-nosed defense, but they've got long bodies, long reaches. I think they're frustrating to play against from their decor standpoint. But up front, I really don't know. I mean, when this team's coming at you, like they're coming. And I've the Rangers have struggled with the Devils this year. They played a different clip, but the playoffs are a different animal. And do they have the interior presence? Do they have players like that on their roster? I guess we'll have to see. So, again, Timo Meier's names come up in a place like New Jersey, or you start talking about some of these players that are a little more solid, can play in the interior a little bit more. We think that would be a good fit, but I almost categorize New Jersey in the same way as I do Buffalo. Like, there's different mindsets. Like, I don't picture them as being a team that's a contending cup team. I think this is part of the process. They can win a round, maybe two, but I think you just got to learn what you're working with. See what the guys here got, what you're moving forward with. How can they handle that? We don't know. They haven't been there. So I still would think that at this point, but it's tough. I mean, you get into the playoffs and you're a general manager like Tom Fitzgerald. You've seen this team overachieve this year. You want to reward them. You want to give them someone to help them over the hump. But they certainly need a bigger upfront lineup, because that's something they lack, and that's the biggest concern I have for them in the playoffs.
You know, it's interesting to say that about you. You know, and you always hear that said, you know, they got to reward the guys. They got to reward guys by bringing somebody in. Well, isn't it also rewarded this saying that you guys got us here? See how far you can take us. You know, because the lineups get disrupted, right? Like, let's say, whatever, Rupp is the second line left winger and someone comes in and boom, he gets bumped down. I don't think it's really rewarding. You're actually, you know, kicking that guy or those left wingers. And that's, I guess the team gets better, but I never really always understood that, right? Like, rewarding them in that way. Is that wrong, Rupp, in that way? Or do you see it a different way the team gets better and that makes it better for everybody?
No, you're bang on. I mean, there's different scenarios, and obviously that's what's so important about getting the feel of the room. And I remember my last year in New Jersey. I believe it was my last year in New Jersey. It was probably around 2008 time. Brendan Shanahan, we got Brendan Shanahan. He was with the Rangers, and then he was kind of not playing anywhere, and there was thought he was going to kind of try to stay in that metro New York area, so he was either going to go back to the Rangers or Flyers, Devils, whatever. And Shanny's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he was great playing with him. But one of the things that happened is, like, our team played to a certain level, and that's what happened. Lou went out, brought in Brendan Shanahan, and it kind of disrupted things. Not because of Shanny, not because of anything else, but because the guy that went out of the lineup was voted our player's player every year in the last 5 years. It was Jay Pandolfo. So it shook things up. It made things different. Like, it's not always adding is a good thing. And it kind of just, I don't know, it didn't, again, adding Shanny and his wealth of knowledge and experience certainly made us better, but it kind of just threw us for a loop a little bit. We lost one of our best penalty killers. The heart and soul guy, one of the heart and soul guys in the room, wasn't playing every night, so he kind of lost his voice a little bit. It's a tricky spot. I don't think there's a right answer that you can blanket across every team. You got to feel out your team, and that's why, I don't know, I think the game's changed a lot. I think you have these conversations with your leadership group. I think the game's changed to that because it's a delicate read you got to make.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Rupper. And, you know, Carolina, Max Pacioretty, this is my last one. Unfortunate, re-injures his Achilles, he's out. I said even with Pacioretty, I still felt that Carolina, the missing piece, they need a dominant top-end guy. Now, I don't know if you view Tarasenko as that guy. You know, Patrick Kane, definitely in my books, is that guy. Carolina has been on record as saying they're not going to go out and make that move. Do you think they should?
100% they should. I mean, I think that team is right there. I think that team is right there. There's obviously that big hole. We don't know what the Max Pacioretty move looks like because we haven't really seen it for a long stretch, right? Like, this team, if there's one thing this team has lacked probably for the last 5 years, and they've had growth and they've developed players, Svechnikov, Aho. I mean, they've got some pieces. Marty Natchez might be one of their most talented pieces. But they lack a finisher. Like, they've always lacked a finisher, and they've been a team that will outshoot the opponent 40-22, and they lose the game, or it goes in over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they needed that. That's why I thought Max Pacioretty had that ability to do that. So when you look at the market now and potential of players being available, you mentioned Vlad Tarasenko. I mean, he's an interesting one to me because we know that there's times where he can kind of go MIA, but there's also times where he'll score 5 goals in 3 games, and he can win you a playoff series on his own. He's got that ability to flip a game on its head with one flick of his wrist, right? So that would be something I would kick the tires on, I should say. I feel like that's what that team is lacking. Just even someone that would just give them a little bit more of an edge, a shooter. They need a shooter in that lineup, and I think that this team is very close, and they're going to miss Max Pacioretty if they don't fill that in.
Rupper, great stuff as always, man. Have yourself a wonderful week.
All right, you guys too. Enjoy.